Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and sometimes cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals, build stronger relationships, and scale your business faster. Big Ticket Bros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. We booked 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. We found a new way to close deals in 2025 that does not rely on any of those tired old methods we're used to. To learn more, download the free step-by-step blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. Once again, that's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Ben Terrell. He is solving problems with health insurance and benefits for individuals, families, and small businesses. And he is the embodiment of Ben thinking about your insurance. Ben, welcome to Big Ticket Pros. What is the best piece of advice you would give to somebody just starting out in your industry?
Wow. So I would say the first thing you want to do when you're starting out in any industry, let alone mine, is know your product and know your competitor's product better than they do. Just deep dive into it, learn from all the sources you can, and find out what the holes are in your product, what the holes are in their product, so that you can sell them properly and get people in the best possible position that you can. So when you set them up for success, you're setting yourself up for success too.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And one of the things that you talk about is buying health insurance in particular. That is a very big ticket item that a lot of people spend five figures on every year. It's a gigantic purchase, probably one of the biggest purchases and the most, like, if you have private health insurance, you're probably not spending more money on anything else in your life.
No, it's the biggest ticket most people spend during the year that isn't attached to a gasoline engine. You know, you can buy a car for more, but you usually pay for that over a longer period of time. You got 5 years. This one has to be paid for each year. So I want to make sure that your money's going as far as possible and protecting you as much as possible. So you got to find out which product works best for which person.
So let's talk a little bit about, as a salesperson, as somebody who sells insurance, well, you've got a little bit of competition. You know, there's some other people out there that would love to sell you an insurance policy.
Yeah.
And so what are some tricks of the trade that you do, maybe not so much to stand out above the rest of the competition, but to, you know, to get your slice?
Well, I stay in front of people. I stay top of mind. Lots of social media posts across Facebook, Instagram, and now X, also LinkedIn. Just keeping your name in front of people. So when they think about, oh, I got to get health insurance again. Oh, that's right. Ben just posted about that. I should go ahead and look into what he's got to offer. At least be an option for them right off the bat. Because if you're not, they're going to go online onto Google and type out health insurance 2025, put in their information into some form, hoping they get a little bit of information back. And instead, they get 4,000 phone calls from people they don't know from all over the country selling products that may or may not fit their situation. So, yeah, just get in front of people through social media, local networking groups, that type of thing to stay top of mind for them.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, some people feel like when they get out there and they do the networking game and they're posting content all over the place, that, you know, it's hard to see the results and the returns from that. And so are there any more kind of direct methods that you've used? Like, hey, I got to eat now and I can't wait for somebody to remember my name and refer me or think of me. What are some ways that we can just go out there and get it?
So if you want to go directly towards the people that would buy your product and buy it more quickly, find out where they hang out. So in my area of the country, which is near Daytona Beach, Florida, there's a lot of folks. They're the folks that I go after, people that make above six figures, that are healthy, and they really don't even use their marketplace slash Obamacare plan but they're paying full price for it. So I'm going to save them money and get them a better plan. So I'm going to find out where they hang out, either in person or even better, if you want to talk to a lot of people at one time, where they hang out in social media. So I can easily take a look at local groups that cater to people with boats, large boats, the bigger the better, right? And start talking about how to save them money. They don't have to wait for open enrollment for a private market health insurance plan. They can sign up today. And so just getting in front of them right now and say, hey guys, you got we save about $1,000 a month, let me know.
Yeah, so basically go where the people are who actually care about that sort of savings. And is it always about this is one curious thing about insurance is we've been trained by GEICO that, 15 minutes can save you up to 15% on your car insurance or whatever. And we've been trained over years and years of exposure that, okay, well, if I'm shopping for insurance, I'm looking for the best deal. Is there any situation where the best deal is not necessarily the best answer for someone?
Absolutely. I help people look through all of the free Obamacare options every year. And as the price goes down, so do the number of doctors that you have available to you. So do the number of hospital systems that'll let you go there. Doctors want to get paid. The cheaper plans also pay out to the doctors a lot less money. And so they know if they accept that plan, they're working for next to nothing. They're working for Medicare rates, which have been negotiated so low they can. This sounds crazy to say this about a doctor because they tend to make more money than the rest of us, but they're not making enough to cover their expenses if they take everybody that comes in through these inexpensive Obamacare plans. The plan itself may be affordable, but there's no way that the doctor can afford to continue his practice if all he takes are these low quality, low cost plans. And so, if somebody needs good quality care and they're able to pay something for it, I set them up with something that takes care of really, all the doctors are in network that they could possibly want. And it gives them choices. And so, the ability to have choice of the so-so doctors that'll take Medicare rates, as well as the doctors that take hardly any insurance because they know what their worth is. They're the best at what they do. They're not willing to take a little pittance amount that the government's willing to give them with the government plans, these Obamacare plans. So I get them into a plan that really the value is much higher despite being a lot more expensive per month because they have choice. They can go to the doctor they want to go to, not just the doctor that their inexpensive plan allows them to go to.
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to when the one of the first things you said here a few minutes ago is you need to know your product upside down, inside out, front to back, so that you can actually guide your prospect through to making the right decision. Because health insurance for most of us is either just an evil necessity, but it's basically a black hole. I pay money into some system and I don't know what happens after that. Like most of us don't pay any attention. We get sick, we go to the doctor, and that's when shit hits the fan.
And what you find out is the stuff that you need most of the time is the cheap stuff. It doesn't cost the insurance company very much money to let you go and have five, six, seven doctor visits a year for normal stuff. The expensive stuff is the chronic care. And so here's the demystified version of what happens with health insurance, especially the public market Obamacare plans. They don't ask any health questions. You can currently be going through cancer while having a heart attack and on dialysis machines at the same time. You'll get on the plan. You'll be the most expensive person in your town to take care of. So everybody else in town is also paying in and they're pretty healthy. They don't hardly have anything that they need to have done. All of their money is going to take care of this one person who, for most of their life, probably ate ice cream and brownies for supper. Someone just didn't take care of their health. They never went out to work out. They never dieted. And so they've got all these chronic illnesses. Plus, they probably ate the food that we buy from Walmart, the processed food that's full of stuff that makes us unhealthy, stuff that we were told was good, but really isn't. And so most of the money that we put into the health insurance industry goes to take care of this small percentage of people that absorb 90 some percent or so of the cost. So it's the chronic illnesses. And I think if you can get onto a plan It's more like the old-fashioned plans where they do ask some health questions ahead of time. And they say, well, if you're part of that chronic illness group of people, you don't belong on our plan. We're just going to take the healthiest part of the population that can go on this. Then you're paying less per month, and your money isn't going straight to cover just that little percentage of people that have chronic illnesses. You're instead you're paying for a doctor network maybe that covers the whole country and all the U.S. territories instead of just about a 100-mile radius around your home zip code. So
And
you're getting.
you as someone who sells this really have to understand kind of the inner workings and the politics of how healthcare operates, because if me as a consumer, unless I'm really, really putting my finger on the pulse of this, I have no idea. And
Well,
so
exactly. When
you
you have a
have.
legal problem, you go to an attorney. That's what I was going to be. But right before I got into health insurance again, I was going to take the law SATs, the LSATs, and go to law school in Nashville, Tennessee. There was a death of someone very close to the family, and his funeral was the day of the law SAT test, and so I didn't go. And I was pretty bummed out. And my wife said, "Well, why don't you just go back to insurance sales? That's something you love anyway." And so I did. And I put that same level of work, and I don't want to beat my own drum here like I'm some smart guy. I'm pretty average, but I hyper focus on
Well,
things.
everybody has their zone of genius, you know. And I remember you were telling that story about your wife saying, "Why don't you go to insurance?" And then you veered off of that again. And then you and I were talking, and I was like, "Why don't you just go back to insurance, man?" And then
It's
everything
where
got
I
better.
belong. I have this complicated product that I need to lead people through so that they don't end up throwing all their money away at something that doesn't help them.
That's
The
right.
only time people drop off of my plans is because they may switch jobs and get a free plan through work. Otherwise, I'm very clear to them, this is the best plan you're going to see unless you work for a Fortune 100 company that can negotiate fantastic rates and pay for most of your insurance for you. This just doesn't exist for regular people. You have to be healthy enough and make enough money, be successful already in some way for this to make sense. And so for that little section of the broader health insurance market, I look for those folks and I lead them through a complex product that helps them navigate a complex, marketplace to get the best thing for their situation.
Yeah. So tell us, how can people connect with you, and what's the best way that you can serve them?
There's a number of ways to get a hold of me. There's probably about 20 or 30 Ben Terrells in the world
We
that
only
I've
need
found,
one.
easiest way is just to find my website, Ben Thinking. It's my first name, Ben, BEN, thinkingaboutyourhealth.com. And
There we
there's a
go.
short form you can fill out, some basic information. And when you hit submit, that just sends me an email. And I'm able to get right back to you within a day or two, schedule you on my calendar for like a 15-minute call. Nothing too fancy, just to see if I can even help you. And if I can, well, then let's set up a second call and kind of get down to brass tacks and see what will be the best fit for you.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thank you so much to Ben Terrell for joining us and sharing some wisdom about how to thrive in the competitive health insurance sales industry. You can learn more about what he does by going to benthinkingaboutyourhealth.com. If you're an agency, coach, professional service provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you on a future episode. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to stack your calendar with qualified, motivated prospects who want what you have, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. Go get that big ticket punched. We'll see you later.